Stick around. In a few minutes, we'll be having a chat to talk about the Yorkton Chamber of Commerce's Celebrate Success Awards. We have a guest in the studio with the Yorkton Chamber of Commerce. We have Juanita Pelegi. Good morning, Juanita.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How's it going today?
Pretty good, thank you.
I bet it's a busy time for you. Of course, the Celebrate Success Business Awards are coming up April 17th at St. Mary's Cultural Center, but the deadline for businesses to be nominated is coming up next week.
That's right. March 6th is the deadline for submitting those applications, and we're encouraging businesses to get those applications in. We have a number of new awards, so I think a number of businesses would be eligible to apply for a number of award categories, and we'd hope that they would do that.
So maybe if somebody is a new business and they're new to the Celebrate Success Business Awards, what's it all about? How do they apply?
Well, the whole point of Celebrate Success is to celebrate business excellence in the community, and we certainly have some very successful businesses. So to learn more about it, just go to the Chamber website, www.yorktonchamber.com, and you'll find the application forms for the various award categories, the rules and regulations, and a description of the awards.
Now, you mentioned some new awards this year. What are the new awards that can be nominated for?
Well, there's Ag Production, Retail and Consumer, Health and Wellness, Personal and Aesthetics, Trades and Skilled Labor. So those are the ones that just come to mind right now. And then, of course, we have the foundational ones. So Award of Excellence, recognizing those businesses that have been in operation for more than 15 years. We have the Property Restoration and Young Entrepreneur. That's always exciting to see who the Young Entrepreneur is. And the Community Merit Award recognizes our organizations that contribute so much to the community. So we'd like lots of nomination or applications from those community organizations.
And there's going to be one specific award that's going to be voted on at the gala.
Yes, People's Choice Award is kind of a fun thing where all the finalists are listed and people choose their favorite. And it's all done electronically, and it just adds a little bit of excitement to the actual event.
And for the awards that the businesses want to nominate themselves, again, they download the application and then they just submit it to your office before the deadline.
That's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which again is March 6th.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you can't win an award if you don't make applications.
Yes.
So we really encourage the businesses to complete those easy to fill in application forms.
That's right. And of course, it's all happening April 17th at St. Mary's. Are there still any tables available?
Oh, absolutely. But first, we want those applications.
100%. A great way to get small businesses and businesses all over recognized. Deadline March 6th, once again.
Absolutely. The recognition is what's so important. It's positive marketing. Absolutely.
Well, head over to yorktonchamber.com to learn more and get those applications. Juanita, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
My pleasure. Thank you.